Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. So please support OnPay so we can continue to share these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Brandon Falcon, and he is with the Icon Mall. Welcome, Brandon.
Hey, how are you doing, Lee? Thank you for having me.
I am excited to learn about the Icon Mall. Tell us how you're serving folks.
Yeah, sure. So Icon Mall would be the world's first 3D virtual shopping mall app. It allows our customers to create an avatar character to use to move around in that app and actually shop in the mall. The mall is 4 stories tall and holds up to 600 actual stores. The stores are small business stores that are across all 50 states, but they just lease out the actual virtual store inside of the app. So it allows them to have either a physical presence where they are, but also a virtual presence. Just with times like we're in now where people aren't able to move as swiftly as normally, it allows them to continue business and they don't have to shut down anything and they can keep everything up on the website. And it just allows an easier process for our actual business owners, but also for customers as well, because it allows them to continue shopping as we all like to do. It allows them to have a never-ending cycle 365 days a year, and it allows them to actually enter into our extended services, where that's basically our services that are rendered by beauticians and actual therapists and barbers of that nature, just to name a few. It allows them to actually list their businesses so that they can be found by GPS and also book appointments and actually make payments.
So now from the consumer standpoint, they go to this website and then do they need special glasses to see the mall, or how does the interaction work out from the consumer standpoint?
Yeah, so the consumer standpoint, all they do is actually download the app. So it's not web-based, it's app-based. And they go to download the app, they just sign up, put in some information, name, email, and they create an account. Once they create an account, it allows them to create an actual character. Once they create a character, then they're able to access the mall and just completely walk around in a 3D nature. They don't need glasses or anything.
So then they're walking through their character or their avatar is walking through this app mall, right? It's inside of an app.
Yes.
It's an environment that's, I would imagine, fairly immersive. And then they walk around.
Yes.
So it's like mimicking if I was in real life going to the mall.
100% mimicking that. It's just like if you go to your local mall, the same way that is when you walk through the front door, the same way you'll see the actual Icon Mall when you open the app.
So now if I'm walking through the mall, like there's a real mall, there's like a common area, and then all of a sudden there's shops, one right after the other. So in the
yes,
mall,
sir.
I go into I open the door to the store in the Icon Mall. Am I opening the door and then I'm going to actually see like video of 360 view of the store, or am I going to see it as a kind of a cartoony type store? Like what kind of a experience am I getting when I walk in one of the stores?
Yes. So all of the malls are built in 360 3D visual. So it's exactly like you said, you walk into the mall and you can walk into any store that you want to. You'll open the door to the actual store. And when you walk in, you'll see a visual just like you would in a normal mall, except you can literally walk around in this store and look at items, item for item, just like you would if you was in an actual store. There's no difference. It's almost as if you was in a real store, but strictly inside of an app.
And then in the store, so my character can pick up an item. I can hold it up, look at it, you know, all sides.
Yeah. So that's what the stores are offering. So the way it works is once a store leases a actual portion of the mall, they upload their products. We take their products and we screen them to be created in the 3D and the 3D software. Then it allows the customer to actually see it when they access the actual store, pick up the item, and see every spec of the actual item that they're about to purchase.
And then, so then the path for a customer, if somebody says, hey, I have a store, I'd love to be part of the Icon Mall, I would go talk to you or somebody on your team. I would say, okay, we sell these, you know, 25 items. And then I send you photos or I get them to you in some manner. And then you kind of digitize them and put them in inside my store within the mall.
Yeah. So the way that it works for the business aspect of it, it's the same way almost as customers. You go to the app or you can actually go online right now and put in that your information and we'll ask you for everything that we need in order to create your store and actually have your products uploaded and created into a 3D based model. So we're doing all of the work. All we need you to do is provide us the information. So what the stores are doing is they're giving us pictures and they're giving us their information so that we can know what kind of store that they are and what kind of template we need to create for them just to start off on a basic level. And then we can also render their actual objects or their actual items that they're going to be selling to the customers.
So then you could help me, like if my branding or my colors are a certain way, you can make my store kind of match that so it looks like it's congruent with my business look.
Exactly. And that's the whole key behind this is to actually take whatever it is that you want in the physical store that you will probably place inside of a local mall and just taking it and putting it inside of this app and just making anything that you have in your mind that you will want your customers to see come true.
So now, how do you kind of help me get people to go to the mall? Like my mall down the street is in a busy, you know, intersection. It's a popular part of town. How do you kind of get people to go to the Icon Mall?
Of course. So one of the things, as you can see right now, is prior to a lot of the malls opening up at first, no one was able to access the mall. We was all forced to shop online at different stores. What we're trying to do here is take those stores that you may have shopped in or take the stores that are small businesses and put them into one app. And then once we put all those businesses into one app, it directs all the traffic into one specific app and it allows the actual business owners to capture multiple customers versus them just trying to get that on their own, just with their own standalone store.
So now, how'd you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so my 10-year-old daughter actually came up with it. It's ironic because me and her do a daddy-daughter trip every year. And I just always ask those simple questions that we, you know, sometimes we ask our kids. And one of them always being, what do you want to be when you grow up? She told me she wanted to be a beautician, but she wanted to own a beauty salon, but she didn't want to own a normal beauty salon. She wanted to own a beauty salon where customers can shop in while they're waiting to get their hair done. So I told her that was a great idea, but I told her I wanted to take it a step further. And I told her we should start from the outside in. So we created an app where small businesses could have their own location, but also beauticians and other services that are out there can list their businesses to be listed. And while they're waiting to get their services rendered, they can shop inside the mall.
So now that's where somebody in the Icon Mall, if I was a beautician, I could have a beauty shop in the mall.
So you wouldn't have an actual beauty shop in the mall. You'll just have a listing so that customers can find you. GPS based so that they can actually find your location, book appointments and make payments on the app.
Mm-hmm. And through if they're in the Icon Mall app.
Yes.
So then as part of my marketing in my local market, I should be telling people that this is another place to find me.
100%. You can tell them there's another place to find you while we're also doing the marketing ourselves or just telling people of all the things that we have in Icon Mall so that we can actually help bring traffic to your business as well.
So it's everybody's helping everybody.
that's what this is all about. It's almost like Icon Mall. We wanted to build this. It's a business, but we also wanted to make sure that it feels like family. Because what we're doing is we're creating a one base location for all businesses, but we're also providing what are called business analysts that are going to help us here at Icon Mall here at our headquarters in DC. It helps with what they're going to be doing is they're going to be looking at all of the analytics that are coming in from the traffic, from the customers, just behaviors of certain things in the shopping industry when you're actually shopping them all to help those stores capture that customer that they may have missed when they first came in and went to another store and actually purchased something.
So now if I'm going to the mall in real life, sometimes I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm just browsing, right? But like, say I'm looking for sneakers, right? I want sneakers. Mm-hmm. Can I just go, is there a search function where I can put sneakers and all of a sudden then you're going to tell me, okay, here's six places in the mall that have sneakers?
Of course. So, of course, there are some people that may say, hey, you know what? I don't want to use the actual character. I just want to do it the normal way and just shop by listing or just shop by search. So we'll actually have a search menu where you can search for the specific item that you're looking for. Like you said, you can just type in sneakers, or we'll have it broken down into categories where you can shop by shirts, shoes, coats, any other categories that you may see on the screen. So you will not be limited to just actually or being forced to actually walk around in the actual mall.
So now, what stage of a business are you? Is the mall up and running? Are you looking for funding? Are you a startup? Where are you at in the maturity of the company?
Yeah, so we're a startup currently. Right now, we're 90% complete. We're actually waiting for our approval from Apple and Android so we can go ahead and release it onto their platform. So we're hoping that we can have this up and out to the general public by the end of the month, but definitely by the actual first week of August.
And then what do you need more of right now? Do you need more businesses to kind of be in the mall? Do you need more awareness that Icon Mall exists? Do you need more funding?
Yeah. So right now what we're looking for is more businesses and trying to make sure we get the awareness about the mall and what the mall is, so that we can get more businesses into the actual app so that when we release it, it gives our customers more variety. Currently, what we have is 150 stores currently in our mall. So we're actually trying to fill up as many slots that we have available.
And then what is the range of pricing to be in the mall?
Definitely. So the largest amount that you'll pay, which is on the first floor, is $100 a month. And right now where we have the cheapest is $19.99, which is the third floor. Each floor is a different price. And that's only because the type of visibility that you will have from each customer once they first access the mall. So like we said at the beginning, when you first access the mall, you automatically come in through the first floor and then work your way up to all the other floors that we have. So at the very basic level, it's going to be $99.99 for the first level, and it goes down every level that you go up.
And then for the person that does this, is there a setup fee or is it you just pay them monthly?
You just pay them monthly. There is no setup fee.
Wow, that's a great deal. And
thanks.
You must be very proud to create this, and your child must be very proud to work together on a project like this. This must be very rewarding.
Well, it's very different for me, to be honest with you, out of my comfort zone. My background is military. And this was just something where my daughter said she wanted to do. And honestly, I had no clue about it. It's been over a year now since we've been actually building this app. And we're just excited to release it and just to see the response of the general public, because it's something that we've really been putting a lot of effort into every day for the past year.
Well, to get 100 plus businesses involved is a big achievement by itself. So don't neglect that. That's something to be appreciative of.
Definitely. Thank you. And I'm definitely thankful of them as well for even trusting us and joining the team. And they are excited just as we are to see exactly what happens once we launch.
Well, it sounds like you're taking e-commerce to another level here. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate it. Thank you for everything, Lee.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, you mentioned a website and it's not available on the App Store, but what's the website or social media places where they can find you and connect with you?
Sure. If they want to learn more and they want to actually sign up to become a store, they can find me on www.theiconmall.com. And you can find me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook at Icon Mall.
And that's IKONMALL.
Yes.
Well, Brandon, thank you so much for sharing your story. Congratulations on all your success. And I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.